Hi, friend. This is Alex McRobbs, founder of the Mindful Life Practice, and you're listening to the Sober Yoga Girl podcast. I'm a Canadian who moved across the world to the Middle East at age 23, and I never went back. I got sober in 2019, and I now live full-time in Bali, Indonesia. I've made it my mission to help other women around the world stop drinking, start yoga, and change their lives through my online Sober Girls Yoga community. You're not alone, and a sober life can be fun and fulfilling. Let me show you how.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sober Yoga Girl Podcast. This podcast episode is a solo episode, and the reason why is that I had been planning to do some podcast interviews and they didn't quite manifest this past week, just had a lot going on. And then as I got to the end of this day, I thought a lot about something that I wanted to share with all of you, which is the five vrittis from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. And I teach a Yoga Sutra study course where we go into all of these subjects in detail. Today I was thinking a lot about it because of something that happened, and I want to tell you about what happened to me today. So I was super tired this morning when I woke up. I really couldn't sleep last night. I mean, part of that was my own problem because I was drinking a Coca-Cola. I had a Coca-Cola at dinner time at like 6 p.m. and it just kept me up all night. And so I almost didn't go to this yoga class this morning that I said I was going to go to. And I had said to my friend that I was going to come to his class. And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, you know what? The only thing that I'm going to be doing if I don't go to this class is just like, you know, lay on my bed at home. So I might as well just go. So I got on my bike and went, and I texted my friend and said, hey, can you save me a yoga mat? I'm going to be late. And when I got there, there was a mat laid out and it had a little chip on it, which normally when yoga teachers attend the classes, we're not given chips. But I just kind of put the chip to the side and was like, oh, that's random that Phil put a mat there, but maybe, or put a chip there, but maybe it was like, you know, to signal if I wanted assists or not. So I just put it to the side and got on the mat and started doing the practice. And then at the very end of the class, as I was leaving, I checked my messages and I realized that Phil hadn't seen my message for me to save him, to save me a spot. And then as the day went on, he just looked at the message and he did a little laughter reaction. And so as the day progressed, I started thinking to myself like, oh my God, maybe I took someone's yoga mat. Maybe they left and went to the washroom and they came up and they saw that I was on their mat and then they just left. And maybe everyone in that class just thinks I'm like a terrible person for stealing someone's spot. And maybe everyone was judging me. And maybe even Phil was thinking that I was a terrible person. And I ended up going for a walk with him later in the day because we had planned already to walk. I know he walks his dogs every day at 4 p.m. And so I asked him if I could join on his walk today just so I could get my 10,000 steps. And I said to him, hey, did I steal someone's yoga mat today? And he said, oh, yeah, it's fine. There was a girl there, but, you know, she had her period. She had cramps, so she decided to leave. And it was so funny to me because I was thinking to myself, like, all of these imaginary scenarios that I made up in my head about what had happened, and none of them were true. I didn't steal someone's mat. No one thought I was a horrible person. And Phil said, you know, if you had taken someone's mat, I would have told you, right? And I was like, okay, of course, that makes sense. So I was thinking as the day went on about how everything that I just described to you is what Patanjali describes in classical yoga philosophy as the five vrittis. And these are the fluctuations or modifications of the mind. So if you study the Yoga Sutras with me, and I offered an online Yoga Sutra study program, which we're already about a month into the program, you could jump in and still join us if you wanted to. You would just have to catch up on a few weeks of class online, but you could, on demand, but you could jump in and join us if you were interested in learning more. So there's five vrittis. Number one is called pramana, and this is right knowledge. So this refers to the right perception or understanding or knowledge, and it's about seeing things as they are without distortion. So if I had came in and seen that this mat was there, and Phil had set it up for me, and I did the practice on this mat he set up for me. This would be correct knowledge, seeing that this mat was there and practicing on it. Number two is Viparyaya, and this is misconception. This is the opposite of Pramana. So this involves incorrect understanding or knowledge or seeing things wrongly due to misconceptions, biases, or prejudices. So let me jump up. The pramana of this situation, the correct knowledge, is that there was an empty yoga mat. Okay, that's correct. I've seen that. That's the truth, right? My misconception would be my biases, the way that my mind jumped to then assume that Phil had set up that mat for me. Now, vikalpa is imagination, and vikalpa is number three. And this is the form of mental constructs or concepts that is not based on reality. So this includes imagination, daydreaming, or creating mental images that are not connecting to actual experiences. Okay, so an example of vikalpa from today is like when I then started making up this whole imaginary scenario about how I stole someone's yoga mat, and they came up and saw that I had taken their mat and it had ruined their day, and then everyone in the class hated me. This is all my vikalpa. This is my imagination. Now, nidra is sleep, number four. And this is the state of mind when there's no consciousness to the external world. So sleep is essential for rest and rejuvenation. And in the context of yoga, it's considered a state of unawareness. And number five is smriti, or memory. Okay, so smriti is the memory or recollection of past experiences, which can influence our present perceptions and actions. And it encompasses both conscious and unconscious recall. So an example of smriti would be me thinking about and being so worried about everyone hating me and thinking I'm a bad person because I stole someone's yoga mat. This is all my memory. And these vrittis are seen as obstacles to achieving a state of mental clarity and balance in our yoga practice. And the aim of our yoga practice is to quiet these fluctuations of the mind through meditation, through concentration, through the asana. So basically, why we do yoga is to manage all of these thought processes. And something that I think is really important to know is that everyone has these thought processes, right? So when I was younger in yoga, I used to think that I had mental health issues because I had different thought spirals like this. But when we talk about them, we start to learn that they're actually a really common experience that all human beings have. Now, I was leading the Sober Girls Yoga 30-Day Challenge meeting today, and I was thinking about all of this as I was leading this meditation practice. And something that came up for me is HALT. Okay, so HALT is an acronym that is commonly used in therapy and self-care, in addiction recovery, mental health contexts, and it stands for hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And these are all triggers for emotional upset, and also in the case of addiction recovery, potential relapse. And so the idea is that we have HALT as an acronym in our head, and we can start to recognize these triggers before they escalate into behavior that's going to harm us or negative emotions. And so as I was going through all these different types of thoughts, I started to think to myself, you know, why am I having so many issues with my thoughts today? Is there something going on with me for HALT? And so all of a sudden I realized, like, man, I'm so tired, right? Because I had like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So of course I'm going to be thinking unclearly because I'm so exhausted. So let's, and as I say this, I yawn. So let's talk about HALT. So because HALT is something that I find can trigger my thoughts into these spirals we're talking about. So hungry, when you're hungry, your blood sugar drops. This can impact your mood, your decision-making abilities. You might be irritable, anxious, tired. And so HALT helps us recognize when we're hungry and address our physical needs by eating something nutritious. Now, anger is this powerful emotion that can impact our judgment. It can lead to impulsive, destructive behaviors. So HALT brings us to then figure out when we're feeling angry or frustrated and take a step back and cool down before reacting. So when we notice we're angry, we could breathe deeply, we could practice mindfulness, we can talk to a friend or a therapist, we can join a sober recovery meeting and share. Now, L is lonely, and feelings of loneliness or isolation can worsen negative emotions. And increase the risk of unhealthy coping mechanisms like drinking alcohol or eating sugar. And HALT allows us to reach out for social support when we're feeling lonely, whether it's through spending time with family or friends or support groups or engaging activities that help us find connection. And then the very last is tired. And this is what I was experiencing today. So I'm super tired, and that can affect our cognitive function. We can have trouble regulating our emotions. It's harder to cope with stressors. And when we prompt ourselves through HALT, we can remember to prioritize our rest and self-care when we're tired. And this might mean taking a nap, yoga nidra, relaxation, just allowing ourselves to unwind and recharge. So HALT is a really effective tool when you notice. Step one is really noticing your thought spirals, figuring out what's right knowledge, figuring out what's wrong knowledge, what is memory, what's imagination. And then noticing, is there a reason why I'm thinking this way? Am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? And can I fix that to help myself come into a state of well-being? Another concept in yoga is the kleshas. And the kleshas are the obstacles or obstructions or veils. And one of the kleshas is avidya, which is not seeing things as they are. And this is pretty much what I went through today by taking this mat and then thinking that I'd stolen someone's mat and that everyone hated me and blah, 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 blah. This is me not seeing things as they are. And what is the truth is that we're all love. And the truth is coming back to our consciousness. And the truth is engaging in our practices. Yoga, meditation, self-care, whatever that looks like for you. And when you're regularly infusing these practices into your life, then you can start to see the world and see right knowledge from wrong knowledge, from imagination, from memory, and you can start to navigate through the world from a more grounded place. So if any of these conversations around the five different thought patterns or vrittis and HALT, if any of these tools supported you in navigating your thinking, let me know, leave a comment, leave a review of the podcast. That would be super appreciated. Or even share it in the Sober Girls Yoga Facebook group. And I'm so tired now. This is going to be a brief little episode, and I'm going to start to wind down my journaling practices before bedtime. But thank you so much for connecting. I hope this episode was helpful for you. I hope it's not just like a tired person rambling in a way that doesn't make any sense. Give me some feedback. and I hope to connect with you all soon. Hi, friend. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Sober Yoga Girl Podcast. This community would not exist without you. So thank you for being here. It would be massively helpful if you subscribe to this show and leave a review so that we can reach more people. And if we haven't met yet in real life, please come hop on Zoom at the Mindful Life Practice, because the opposite of addiction is connection. Sending you love and light wherever you are in the world.